Across the country this year, including in Milwaukee, protest over the treatment of black people has taken center stage. While the police killing of George Floyd was the catalyst, some in Milwaukee have had concerns for decades about policing and the value of black lives here. Protests in Milwaukee have now surpassed 200 days. Still, questions remain about the progress that's been made. Reggie Jackson is co-owner and lead consultant for Nurturing Diversity Partners, a diversity consulting firm. Jackson says whether or not you believe the protests have led to change depends on your perspective.
If you think that having larger numbers of people protesting is progress, then yeah, it's progress. So that's something different. I don't know if that's necessarily progress, because as I say to people all the time, I want to see pressure being put on people to make real changes happen. And, you know, when it comes to like police reform, we haven't seen a whole lot of really significant changes. You know, we've seen several places ban chokeholds, but listen, chokeholds weren't the issue. You know, chokeholds aren't something that we're all that concerned about, but people bring that up all the time because that's something easy to fix. So we can ban a chokehold. Well, guess what? You know, the chokehold was banned when Eric Garner was choked to death in New York City. So I think many of the reforms that we're seeing are really not addressing in a wholesale way the real issues. And as a result of that, I don't see it as significant progress until I begin to see real changes being made on the legislative level in states and federally. That's when I'll begin to look at this as progress, because I think that the excitement over the protests, the excitement about how many people have been involved is one thing, but you know, you have to step back and ask yourself, what real changes, what real significant changes have we seen happen? And it really hasn't been a whole lot. People have been protesting across the country about police brutality before George Floyd, but we still have a long way to go. And I don't like to look at things in the short term. I prefer to look at them in the long term and ask where are we going to be 6 months from now? Where will we be a year from now? And then you can ask me the question of whether or not I see this progress.
So what sorts of changes would you like to see at the state and federal level?
Well, I think, you know, and I've said this on many occasions, that there's something fundamentally flawed about the way we police in this country. The fact that police officers kill over 1,000 people every year in this country. You know, they kill a little bit of everybody. You know, obviously they kill blacks at a rate higher than any other group, but there's something fundamentally flawed with a system that has continued decade after decade to allow police officers to be very violent and then not be held accountable, to be protected by state laws, by federal laws. And until we're able to understand that just changing laws themselves is really not the solution, we have to really fundamentally question why we continue to support police officers being so violent. They call it use of deadly force, but to me, it's just violence. It's just state-sanctioned violence. And so until we get a handle on allowing police officers to use state-sanctioned violence as often as they do, then there's no reason for them to really shift what they do. There are so many cases over a long period of time where police officers have used deadly force. And the average person who looks at it says there's no reason they should have used deadly force. I mean, just thinking about George Floyd, 911 was called because of a counterfeit $20 bill. There's no reason that a man should end up dead at the end of that when the police arrive. How does it go from something as innocuous as a $20 bill that may or may not be counterfeit to having a man die? If we don't make a fundamental shift in how we force police officers to do what they do, then nothing is really going to change. We're going to continue to see the same things we've seen.
Reggie Jackson is co-owner and lead consultant for Nurturing Diversity Partners, a diversity consulting firm.